Now, because it's Friday, we're going to start off with something a little bit lighthearted this afternoon. And there's lots of you out there who love your pets. But I think it's fair to say that the world is kind of divided into dog people and cat people. Now, I do know that there are people who love both, but usually, and I'm just saying this in a general sense, people either love dogs or they love cats, but they're not a dog and cat person. Which is why my first guest this afternoon found herself in a very unusual dilemma, because she is not a cat person at all, and yet she inadvertently became one, or has become one, in the last 24 hours or so. Her name is Gabrielle Monaghan. She's a journalist living in County Clare, and she told me this quite touching but quite unusual story. Have a listen.
Well, I was just as walking the dog past kind of a Lundus in my town, and this really friendly cat came out of the car park and started rubbing itself up against my legs, you know, rubbing itself up against my Yorkshire Terrier. She's 14 years old. She started wagging her tail, and normally she hates cats and barks at them. And I thought that was grand. Bent down, gave it a little pit, and started walking home, and she followed me. And I was like, oh God, this cat's going to get killed on the road. But so she followed me anyway, straight into the house, sat up on the sofa with the dog, and yeah, she's been there ever since, and I'm not sure what to do with it.
Oh dear. And so it's a female cat, right?
I haven't checked.
you're calling her she anyway.
Yeah, I just, you know, because my dog is a she, and I just like that idea, but I'm not sure, you know, like, I don't know a whole pile about them.
Yeah, I know, and you're not a cat person, Gabrielle, like myself.
No. I have, I have a Yorkshire Terrier, and I had a Yorkshire Terrier before this one as well, and, you know, I like kind of the idea that you're going to go out and walk the dog, and, you know, so I can't imagine putting a collar on this cat and bringing it for a walk, so I'm not sure exactly what to do with it, or even what to feed it, you know.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
And how many days ago was it since the cat came into your life?
It was the evening, it was Wednesday evening.
Okay.
And I put a post up on Facebook, you know, and asked kind of neighbours to share it, you know, has anyone suddenly want this cat? You know, I notified the local cat sanctuary and the local vet. So no one's coming to claim it. So I can't exactly put her back out on the street again.
Okay, and are you getting a bit attached, Gabrielle?
Oh, God. I feel like I don't have a choice but to get attached, you know, because she's kind of sitting on my lap, and, you know, she slept at the bottom of the bed with the dog for the last few nights. And, you know, she follows me everywhere. So I kind of feel like I don't have a choice in this.
But it's weird, isn't it? Because she just randomly came up to you and started rubbing herself against your leg and making friends with your dog. So that's kind of strange.
I mentioned it to the people who own the shop, like, where she appeared, and they said that she's been kind of trying that out, you know, since last Monday with other people. And I apparently seem to be the only Aegis who's fallen for it. So...
So, you know, two days later now, do you think if no one claims her in the meantime, that you might keep her?
God, I suppose I feel like I don't really have a choice, you know? I mean, she's just looking up at me and purring at me all the time. She's sitting right beside me here now while I'm in front of the computer, and just staring up at me, loving me.
Yeah.
But I kind of know that she's just playing me. You know,
you reckon she's playing you, yeah?
I reckon.
And I was following your tweet, because I'm like you, I'm a dog person, and I think most people are divided into, you're either a dog or a cat person. And I thought it was interesting what you said, that, you know, the dog will always be there waiting for you, wildly excited, yeah, if you've only been gone for 20 minutes down to the shop. But
yeah,
cats are more kind of all about themselves. And I would agree with that. But it seems like this cat wants to be in your life.
Yeah, and you see, where I live, it's kind of a small cottage, and it backs out into a Church of Ireland graveyard, and there's a few cats that hang out there, and I started feeding one of them. So it's kind of like my outdoor cat, you know? When it was really cold during the before Christmas there was a week, you know, where the weather was freezing, I put out a little bed for it and a hot water bottle, and I feed that cat, but that cat won't let me pet it. You know, it just kind of looks at me disparagingly. You know, it's like, I just assumed all cats are like this. And then, so this outdoor cat came in this morning looking for food and was kind of a bit put out that there was another cat sitting on the couch, you know.
Who got in. You
know, into the
inner sanctum.
Even though he doesn't want to, you know, because he's just been playing mind games with me for the last couple of months.
And so the cat that is indoors now, is she getting on all right with your dog?
Yeah, they're snuggled up together now the last 2 days. They're up on the couch now at the moment, just, you know, keeping each other warm.
Chilling, yeah.
Yeah. She hates all other cats, so I don't really understand it.
So a couple of people on Twitter, Gabrielle, said to you that, you know, you don't choose cats, they choose you. So I think you're starting to come around to that idea.
Yes, someone actually said to me, cat people are not born, cats create them.
you're being conned, really, aren't you?
It is all a big con. You know, I just hope she's able for catching a few mice, you know, in case that ever arises.
Well, this is it. So what do you do if the phone rings now tomorrow and someone says, oh, that's my cat?
I'm kind of hoping someone will do that, you know, before I kind of fall for it completely.
Yeah, I think you have already.
I don't know. I know this is me, you know, speaking to you from Clare across the estuary. You know, if you're missing a cat, come and get it. That's no problem.
Good. Well, listen, I think that cat has landed on its paws. Have you named her yet, by the way?
Pussycat.
Yeah, very original.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't want to get attached.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to be following this on Twitter, Gabrielle, to see what happens. I have a feeling that cat is well and truly ensconced in your house for as long as she wants to be.
Deirdre, I think you're going to help me find an owner.
We've a lot of listeners in Clare, Gabrielle. You never know.
Yes,
you never know.
Exactly. Listen,
we'll follow the story on Twitter anyway. And thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks, Deirdre.
And that was Gabrielle Monaghan there speaking to me from across the estuary in County Clare, where she has found herself a reluctant cat owner this week. So what do you make of that? And I wonder, are there other people out there who ended up having a cat as a pet without ever really intending to? Apparently that's how cats operate. They kind of wheedle their way into your lives and into your affections. So if anyone's got a story similar to that, or maybe they've got some advice for Gabrielle about where she should go from here. She's done all the right things, putting out ads, checking with local vets, putting it on Facebook. No one's claimed the cat, and that cat seems to want to be with her in her life and with her dog. And neither she nor her dog normally like cats, but they've kind of taken to this one. So it's a case of what will be, I reckon. Do tell me if you've any stories along those veins. Maybe there was a dog, perhaps, that ended up in your backyard and became the family pet. Sometimes the way we acquire pets in our lives isn't the straightforward way. There's often like a story that they were in some strange way sent to us for a reason. If you have any stories along those lines, do tell 083 300 3300. After the break, we'll be chatting to Brendan. Some great questions have come in for him this week for Ask Brendan, from you the listener, and we've also got a pair of tickets to give away to see comedian Fred Cook in action in Killarney next week.